Hello, this is the final episode of Future Proof with the IoT, a podcast mini-series for the industrial machinery to learn how to leverage digitalization to overcome manufacturing disruptions and bounce back stronger. I'm your special host for this mini-series. I'm Jörg Ludwig. In our previous episodes, we covered the challenges and trends in the industrial machinery industry, as well as how IoT is helping processes in a normal state of affairs. If you're new, we'd highly recommend those episodes. They are available on all your favorite podcast platforms, and we will have links for you in the description. But today, for our last episode, we'll be talking about how sudden and fluctuating economic conditions, such as the COVID pandemic we are living in, can affect a manufacturer, and how IoT can ease the associated costs and pain. Welcome back, Colm Gavin, Portfolio Development Manager at Siemens Digital Industry Software, Matthias Lutz, Head of Pre-Sales and Solution Design at DISW, and Heiko Dickers and Sebastian Oeder, Leader of the Digitalization Team and Head of the Production Unit Main Motors at the Siemens Bad Neustadt Electric Motor Factory. So most everyone has heard a variation of saying a stitch in time saves nine. How can manufacturers use the industrial IoT to prepare for disruptions?
So disruptions can be entirely unpredictable, like you said, you know, leaving manufacturers and their supply chain at risk. So resources may become sparse, teams may be unable to work, operations may not even be safe to resume. And so one solution we have for that, especially around safe operations being able to resume in regards to the COVID-19, is something we have with our tools in the adherence for social distancing for the safe startup of lines. In this solution, we're able to combine different technologies such as real-time location services. So devices that can be placed on assets or on people, so we can verify their location inside the facility. That data is then fed into our plant simulation tool via an IoT interface. We leverage MindSphere to take the data from the real-time location services or RTLS solutions. We feed that into plant simulation via an IoT interface. And then within plant sim, now we're able to simulate the movements of people and tracking of assets. So this allows companies to simulate the safe working distances for workers and verify where are there areas where there could be a high probability of risk, where there is a lot of traffic, people working maybe too close together. And so once they're able to simulate that, again, by leveraging IoT to bring in that real-time location tracking, then we can simulate it and react accordingly. Space out the workers, put separations in where needed.
Yeah, manufacturers need to ask several questions to become better prepared in case of disruptions like a pandemic. And I think we have all seen it in our personal lives. So we are much better prepared than we have been 1 year ago. Those questions for manufacturers are, for example, how do you safely ramp down operations if you cannot keep assets or processes up and running? For example, due to a disruption in the supply chain, which we are currently experiencing in many industries. Or how do you increase efficiency to maintain profitability when you are not running at 100% capacity? Or in general, how do you maintain productivity if teams cannot physically go to the plant? Also, this happened in many cases here in Germany and all over the world. What I have seen when talking to my customers during the pandemic, by pursuing smart factory initiatives, in part by adopting IoT, manufacturers can embrace solutions that help answer these questions in a much more faster and efficient way. Manufacturers that have some level of digitalization underway are better positioned to handle the ups and downs of a disruption. And therefore, I strongly think that the whole pandemic situation has somehow increased the level of adoption of IoT technologies, and more of our customers are really experiencing the benefits of their installed solutions.
Sebastian, let me ask you a challenging question. Did Bad Neustadt have a plan for such situations, or did the COVID pandemic totally take you by surprise in that sense? So how prepared was the factory?
So in the factory, but Neustadt, just as the biggest portion of mankind, I think, have not foreseen the impact of COVID brought to our lives and the threats. But the emergency plans of the factory that define in general how to proceed in case of an emergency did work right away. It's already clear who is member of a crisis team, how to communicate, and so on. This team was formed right away and really did a great job. So in general, I feel much safer in the factory than, for example, in my home supermarket.
Okay, so was having digitalized so many areas of the factory a good cushion for what was to come?
Yeah, for sure. For example, almost my complete team can work remotely and can support the shop floor in this way. But also the group leads and production leads like Sebastian can control their lines by having so many things digitalized. Having specific dashboards created on the real needs, it's possible also to stay at home from time to time and to minimize the risk of this pandemic.
So over the pandemic, the IoT market has been developing in two directions. Existing customers like Bad Neustadt continue the pursuit of long-term projects, while quick wins are the focus of new projects. It seems like digitalization efforts for a short time have been often part of this current crisis management of many companies. We could say that the biggest drivers for the next generation of digital implementation have not been the CEOs, the CIOs, or the CDOs, but the coronavirus. Do you agree that the COVID pandemic has acted as a catalyst for digital transformation in many companies?
Definitely. So when looking at my daily routine during the COVID, I have seen a, let's say, digitalization wave, which I haven't seen during the last, let's say, 8 years in our company. But when it comes to shop floor use cases or machine builders, I think there's not a clear yes or no. It's a yes and no. So many of our customers were somehow struck by the economic downturn, and they have shifted certain strategic initiatives to a point in time where they can breathe again and where they see the horizon at the end of the pandemic. But still, I think digitalization is a step-by-step journey, and customers who started this journey before or taking maybe smaller steps right now are definitely in a better position after the pandemic. And quick wins in digitalization are difficult to implement in the industrial environment because IoT projects often span a period of many years, as we see in Bad Neustadt. The reason for this is simple. A smart factory doesn't grow on a greenfield, but almost always develops out of the brownfield. This mix of old machines with proprietary legacy interfaces and modern systems that can already be connected via, for example, MQTT or OPC UA can always be seen in the long term. The pandemic will not change that. So my call to action is start now, refocus as well on your digital initiatives, and you will be much better prepared for the time after the pandemic or for every other hardship which will come during the next years.
Thank you for your perception, Matthias. So once a manufacturer decides to start with digitalization, what are the areas where the IIoT can help manufacturers better prepare for unforeseen and uncontrollable events?
This question is quite difficult to answer in general, as we have no idea what the unforeseen event will look like. If you reflect this question to the unforeseen event of the current pandemic, the main challenge is to run our process in a safe environment for all of our employees. One of the most effective tools is social distancing, which practically means staying at home and work remotely if possible. Even with a high level of automation, the operational production process still requires physical presence on site. But with advancing factory digitalization and IoT emerging solutions, the need for personal interaction is already being reduced step by step. Production engineers can perform a wide range of analysis like tracking performance issues based on IoT connected machines remotely. They can virtually enter a part of the factory, either a certain machine or a process, and receive up-to-date information about operations. This allows them to enhance decision-making and solve issues without being present on site. I'm convinced that continuing that trend further in the future will also help to cope with unforeseen events even better.
And from my side, in regards to unforeseen or uncontrollable events, we've talked about this many times already on this podcast, but the obvious thing to the obvious solution for an uncontrollable event in machine builders and manufacturing is the predictive maintenance and condition monitoring. Those are solutions that give you the transparency into your operations, allowing you to implement solutions, you know, whether it's condition monitoring, predictive maintenance, asset performance management, you know, to maximize the asset performance and health. So taking the time to install those solutions and develop those algorithms, whatever it may be around predictive maintenance, this is something that can, you know, prepare, at least prepare yourself for an uncontrollable event, you know, whether it's on the machinery, a critical part fails. How do you to get ahead of that? You know, these solutions can solve common challenges that add risk to operations, such as, you know, lack of awareness to predict when an asset failure may occur, excessive downtime caused by calendar-based maintenance approaches, and our inability to use a machine at peak performance without causing a failure. So it's been said before, but the predictive maintenance and IoT is really the only way to implement these condition monitoring solutions and with predictive maintenance. Another topic as part of this would be energy consumption. You know, how can organizations increase efficiency and drive sustainability? You can maybe adopt IoT solutions to give you a better understanding or transparency on your resource consumption. And maybe with this level of knowledge, organizations can reduce the energy costs. So with visibility into how much energy is actually being consumed, you can determine better ways to reduce the waste. So for example, an IoT-enabled factory could help you identify a leak that is causing excessive water loss, just for as an example. Or you maybe even to pinpoint a process that could be run during non-peak hours and, you know, incurring an energy discount and so on.
So the global pandemic has shown that disruption are typical outside of a manufacturer's control. So nobody knew that this pandemic will happen. And therefore, I learned that organizations should look for ways to increase reliability of their assets in areas they can manage. I specifically want to talk again about the closed-loop digital twin. So using IoT data to feed digital models. With this, you can get live performance data from products and plants in operation. You can analyze this data to virtually validate the performance of assets in the real world and understand how they act under various conditions. Once you have done that, you can execute extensive testing to understand machines at a deeper level in a fraction of time and cost of physical efforts. And digital twins can be used eventually to optimize your assets in production, to influence your future product designs and improve quality of your machine. And with that, you can minimize the risk of failure and maximize performance levels, especially during situations like we are currently experiencing during the global pandemic.
And this concludes our last episode of our mini-series, Future Proof with the IoT. A big thanks to our listeners and everyone who made this happen. Thank you, Colm, Matthias, Heiko and Sebastian, for lending your time and industry knowledge to the questions of IoT of industrial manufacturing. So if you missed any of the previous episodes, be sure to check out your favorite podcast platforms as we walk through industry trends and solution journeys. And for more information, visit us online at cms.com/mindsphere. We hope you enjoyed the mini-series. Take care and stay healthy.